Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and a quick reminder that Digesting Politics is back. So many of you signed up for the podcast last year during the presidential election campaign with Andrea Bernstein and me dissecting the presidential race. Well, Digesting Politics is back for 2009, and that's our weekly podcast where Andrea and I and now Bob Henley discuss politics over lunch. In this week's edition, The Coup in Albany Deconstructed. Digesting Politics is a web-only feature, not heard on the radio. You can sign up for this podcast for free at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, New Jersey is the most densely populated state in the country, and open land is at a premium. So since 1981, the Garden State Preservation Trust has been a well that farmers can tip into if they want to preserve their farmland for prosperity. But the well has run dry. The state legislature has until the end of the month to decide whether or not to put a question on the November ballot that would give voters the option to weigh in on this. But will voters be likely to say yes to a $600 million bond measure during a fiscal crisis? They turned down a bond measure on stem cell research funding last year, remember? Joining me now are two guests. Peter Fury is the executive director of the New Jersey Farm Bureau. Gary Mount is the owner of Terhoon Orchards, a family farm in Princeton, and he helped to create the Garden State Preservation Trust in the first place. Peter, Gary, welcome to WNYC. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Gary Mount, let me start with you and tell our listeners, a lot of whom, you know, don't go to farms very much. They buy their produce in the supermarket or grocery store, maybe the farmer's market. Tell people, first of all, what the Preservation Trust is and why other people in this vast urban area of ours should care about it.
Well, there's kind of a twofold thing. One is that it preserves open space, and in that just prevents our state from being developed wall to wall. But as a farmer, I would say more importantly, it preserves farming and it preserves food production close to home. Those two reasons are why we've had tremendous support over the past 25, 30 years for this program. It's why people, even in the cities, realize that this is important and have supported us in the past.
And why do you want this issue on the ballot? Why does this get left up to the voters? Why is it being, I mean, if people value what you say, which is having farmland close to home, because I think some people will say, okay, you know, maybe farms aren't for New Jersey anymore. New Jersey is a big metropolitan area state. Have the farms in Pennsylvania, have the farms in upstate New York. And, you know, maybe in this fiscal crisis, this isn't worth $600 million of my tax money just so we can artificially prop up farms in New Jersey. What would you say to that?
Well, I'd say that it's a permanent program. I'd say it's worth $600 million and more. It's a program that intervenes, if you will, in the situation where building houses is more profitable than farming. If people want open space and if they want food production near to where they live, you have to have some sort of intervention so that farming can remain viable. We have the highest farmland taxes in the country. We're certainly the highest, most densely populated state. All of our inputs in New Jersey are higher than our competing areas. Like, I grow apples, and the major apple growing areas have lower labor, lower taxes. All their inputs are lower than here. Yet, we still find that people want to buy their apples in New Jersey.
Listeners, in New Jersey, do you have an opinion on this? Is this the first time you're hearing this? Now that you've heard Gary Mount, and we'll get to Peter Fury in a minute, executive director of the New Jersey Farm Bureau, do you want the state legislature to act by the end of the month? Everybody's obsessing about the deadlines for the New York state legislature. Well, New Jersey has some, too, as they near the end of their session. They have until the end of the month to put this Garden State Preservation Trust $600 million funding measure on the ballot for November. Should they at least do that? Do you want to vote in this referendum? And do you care about this issue? Or would you rather just not have any more bond money going to things like this and let the land market go its own way? 212-433-WNYC. We don't have a lot of time for calls, but New Jersey listeners, call in and you'll get right on. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Peter Fury, Executive Director of the New Jersey Farm Bureau. Tell us what your organization does and what stake you have in this.
Well, we represent the farmers in the state, and the stake that we have is to be sure that the state policies are supportive of the farming industry. And what I'd like to add to the comments that have been made already, New Jersey is somewhat misunderstood in its geography. Even though we're the most densely populated state, two-thirds of that population lie in only one-third of the land area. In portions of northwest New Jersey, all of the Pine Barrens and South Jersey, and the balance of South Jersey, our population density is moderate at best. It mimics rural areas in the northeast United States. The preservation program is very important, not because we're suddenly deciding to put a ballot question before the voters, but it's the continuity of a very successful, I dare say, national leading program where state and local governments pool their funds. Local funds have been approved by locally approved dedicated taxes. And landowners who hold the open space have an option to deed restrict in perpetuity their lands. And this is now commonplace throughout the state of New Jersey. And the question before us is, do we want this to be discontinued and perhaps have a collapse of an outstanding program, or should we continue this and maintain its contribution to the quality of life in the state?
And what happens if the legislature does not agree to put this question on the ballot? Does the Garden State Preservation Trust go away? And if so, what will be lost how quickly in terms of farmland?
What we'll see is a winding down of the grants program. The ballot question would authorize $600 million worth of bonds over 3 years, roughly $200 million per year, which is the rate at which we have been spending at the state for the last 10 years. Should it not be put on the ballot, we would have to await the onset of the new state budget, and we would have to find probably far less desirable options to perpetuate a much, much smaller program through existing departmental budgets. Worse yet, the local governments are standing by to match the state funds, and I would fear that in the absence of the availability of state funds, the local monies would dry up. So we would then have a greatly reduced, if not eliminated, open space program for farmland in the state.
So, Gary and Peter, we have a whole board full of New Jersey callers, but I'm going to take our one New York State caller first, because Jocelyn in Rockland County is a fan of a certain kind of New Jersey produce. Right, Jocelyn?
I am. I think there's absolutely nothing like farm fresh corn, those beautiful tomatoes and apples from New Jersey. I live for the summertime when I can get that beautiful produce. And it's worth it to me. They should definitely put it on the ballot and let the people vote. And I'm all for preserving open spaces and farmland and green space anywhere we can.
Jocelyn, thank you very much. Jocelyn, a fan of the New Jersey corn. Vincent in Warren, you're on WNYC. Hi, Vincent.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. This should definitely be on the ballot. It is imperative as a father and as a resident to have this land preserved, to have that produce available, especially with the Monsantos of the world eating everything up. To have locally grown produce is amazing. To be able to take your kids every weekend, either strawberry picking, pumpkin picking, whatever it may be. it is imperative this be voted upon. And I know most of the parents here in Jersey will probably vote yes for it.
Vincent, thank you for your call. And Gary Mount, owner of Terhune Orchards, a family farm in Princeton, tell us, is this, he mentioned Monsanto. I don't know if your farm is organic. I think people are actually starting to become as concerned with locality, with local produce and the availability of that as they are with organic or not. But is there an issue also of the size of the farm? You have a family farm. Maybe a family farm can't make it in the marketplace very much anymore in New Jersey. And without this trust, then it is the huge agribusiness land complexes that will wind up feeding us basically all our produce. Is that an issue here?
I don't think it's an issue. Family farmers, especially in New Jersey, are still in the forefront. We have ourselves 200 acres. We started with 55 acres. We sell everything right to the public. Many New Jersey farmers do this, and thank you to Vincent and Jocelyn for your very kind comments, because you echo what I firmly believe. We have, for instance, myself, I not only was in the state preservation program as a board or committee member, but also all of the farms that I farm are preserved. We're seeing that this kind of farming, producing the crops that were mentioned, can continue. We grow some crops organically. We grow some crops using integrated pest management. But what we're finding is that the more and more that our customers become involved and interested in their food and where it comes from and how it's grown, I mean, that's better for everybody. It's better for the farmer. It's better for the consumer. We're able to answer their desires, you know.
Now, so, I have to tell you have a lot of supporters calling in, people who want this Farm Preservation Trust bond measure on the ballot. The state legislature in New Jersey would have to decide to put it on the November ballot by the end of this month. You have supporters calling in from Denville, from Jersey City, from Piscataway, from Woodbridge, from Highland. Here's Cindy in Mountainside. Cindy, you're on WNYC.
Hi, yeah, thanks for putting me on the air. I'm the publisher for Family Magazine in New Jersey, and I have to tell you that this is one of the number one things that parents love to do with their kids, is take them to these local farms, get the experience of actually picking apples and blueberries and strawberries and corn. I mean, these farmers, you know, they're a real asset to the country, I mean, to our counties. And the other thing is, you even go into local stores and you have the choice now of, you know, picking up locally produced apples and locally produced corn. And that's another thing we find people doing is choosing those. So I really feel this is a huge asset, and it would be a great loss for these farmers and to the state and to the parents and the families of the state.
So you see this as a pro-family issue.
A pro-family issue, absolutely.
From the publisher of Family Magazine in New Jersey. Cindy, thank you for calling in. And Peter Fury from the New Jersey Farm Bureau, the executive director. Before we go, how close do you expect this vote to be? Is this, we've got a lot of supporters calling in, but I guess there's another side here that says, public funding shouldn't go to preserve the farms. These are businesses. If people are demanding home construction, and that's what's taking over most of the land in New Jersey that used to be farmland, then that's what people want. So is this going to be a close vote?
Well, I don't think it will be close if they put it on the board list for voting. The Speaker of the Assembly, Joe Roberts, pretty much is the decision maker here. His entire House is up for election in November. They have an agenda with a couple of voting sessions left. It's boiled down to his decision of whether he would like the fellow legislators to vote about whether the people get to decide. This is really voters' choice. The legislature doesn't have to think they're the final word. It just puts it in front of the voters, and the testimonials we hear today are indicative of the polling that we've done. We see a strong majority, even in these difficult economic times, supporting the ballot question for the reasons that have been stated, to say nothing of the times in which we live where people want to reduce carbon footprint, not have their fresh food shipped across country, and also to build the community support for their local farms.
Let me get one more call in here, because Kenny and Martin in South Jersey is calling in with a concern. Kenny, you're on WNYC.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
I'm Kenny Martin. I take issue with the fund possibly being used for corruption. I believe Christy Whitman a while back had used some of the land fund to gain money from. She had her land designated as a farm. She had like four horses and a pig, and she was able to, you know, have her land designated as a farm and was able to use the fund, for money. What is the possibility of this fund being used for that? I've heard it, the possibility of that being used.
Peter Fury, what do you think? And this is going to be the last answer.
I think there's a little confusion between the farm tax assessment and the farm acquisition program. Christy Whitman, when she was governor, had an issue brought up about whether she should, as a prominent celebrity, should qualify for farm assessment. That's different than the preservation program. Preservation program is fully transparent. These programs are vetted with fair market value appraisals. There's a bidding process that is done at closed bidding, and it's the program has enjoyed a stellar reputation throughout its history.
All right. State legislature in New Jersey has till the end of the month to decide whether this goes on the ballot in November. Peter Fury, executive director of the New Jersey Farm Bureau. Gary Mount, owner of Terhune Orchards, family farm in Princeton, and a creator of the Garden State Preservation Trust. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC, and Hiram Montserrat, the Hamlet of Jackson Heights, deciding whether to support the Republicans or whether to support the Democrats in the New York State Senate, is about to start his news conference, and we will get an update on that coming up next. Stay with us.